Among the big ticket items that did not come up in Connecticut's 2019 legislative session were tolls and legal cannabis. While tolls will likely be debated in a special session this summer, proponents of recreational marijuana will have to regroup for next year. So why did momentum for legalization stall in the General Assembly? I spoke earlier today with Karen O'Keefe, Director of State Policies for the Marijuana Policy Project, a group which advocates for marijuana policy reform. She believes the majority of Connecticut legislators are in favor of legalization, but it's still a complicated issue.
The challenge came to getting majority support for specific details of the legislation, and some complicating factors included that, unfortunately, I think a lot of supporters of legalization just kind of think marijuana is going to legalize itself. It's got 66% support nationwide, and so we didn't have as much of an organizing presence and as much funding as would be needed for a full-on educational effort for a year and a half leading up to it or so. So there was really a shoestring campaign. Meanwhile, opponents were very organized and unfortunately were making some false claims, including inaccurately claiming that marijuana use went up among teens in Colorado when it went down. And so just educating and getting through some of the misinformation, and then, of course, the question of getting majority support for a specific proposal.
Let's talk about that organization effort by opponents of legalization. They brought in some nationally recognized spokespeople. You say they gave out some misinformation, but when we're talking about marijuana, it's easy for people to believe that type of information. It seems like advocates for marijuana really need to counterbalance with something a little bit more forceful, and that didn't seem to happen this time.
Yeah, so on our side, we didn't have coalition co-directors until April or so. There just, I think, has been a little bit too much complacency among supporters of legal marijuana. There are a lot of different states that need strong, robust educational campaigns to kind of cut through misinformation and talk about what's really going on in Colorado and Washington and the other states where marijuana is legal. And unfortunately, we've just been spread very thin and had, you know, an organizing presence in Connecticut, but it wasn't as involved as it could have been and as it ended up that it needed to be, given how much opposition was mobilized and spreading some misinformation.
Democratic leadership, when asked why Connecticut should legalize pot, they would say it's already up the road in Massachusetts. It's soon going to be in Rhode Island and New York. Why should people go across the border and buy it legally there and bring it back? We're leaving money on the table. Is that a decent argument?
Yeah, it's just one of the many arguments. You know, the financial aspect is a bonus. But when marijuana is illegal, you have people's lives devastated. You know, people who are selling and buying marijuana on the illicit market are at risk for robbery, for muggings, for, of course, incarceration. People who are buying cannabis on the illicit market have no idea what they're getting. It could be laced. It could have dangerous pesticides in it. So by regulating and legalizing marijuana, you have an opportunity for control, which you don't otherwise have. So not only is Connecticut ceding all of this money to the illicit market and to the market in Massachusetts, but they're also ceding control over where, when, and to whom cannabis is sold.
Connecticut is a fairly progressive state. What can they learn from the states that did pass legal marijuana through the legislature?
Well, I think Illinois is a very good example of how to do it right. That measure included substantial reparative justice, criminal justice reforms, and reinvestment into the communities that have been the most hard hit by the war on drugs. Another thing that they had in Illinois was robust expungement, because people have very difficult time getting jobs, employment, and housing when they have the scarlet letter of a marijuana conviction. And so by wiping those out, you can make sure that this unequal enforcement of marijuana prohibition doesn't continue to close the door on opportunity for some people.
It looks like the issue of legalization is going to have to wait until next legislative session next year. What will proponents have to do differently next year?
Well, I think we'll have to start earlier with education. I think we'll maybe have some more town halls and community listening forums throughout the communities that maybe need to have some more conversation and basically just make sure that there's more education for both lawmakers and the public to cut through misinformation and to make sure people know what's really going on in the states where marijuana is legal.
Well, Karen O'Keefe, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me on.
Karen O'Keefe is the Director of State Policies for the Marijuana Policy Project.